Okay, we're starting on page 310 in Simon Shinchof Dalad, Se'if Dalad. Page 310, Simon Shinchof Dalad, Se'if Dalad. Yep. Okay, Shulchan Aruch, and we will eat the Mishnah Berurah in the next moment, but we start over here in the Shulchan Aruch, last line of the page. Kashim, Shashibolim, Shekoshim, Bishnaim, Oshlesha, Mekoymoth. The straw, right, you cut from, from, you know, wheat. You cut the lower part, which we discussed already earlier, you cut it, the straw part, and you tied it, you tied bundles of straw in two or three places, onto page Kuf Nun Vav, so a bundle of straw, okay. Muta lahatiram kadei shetoichel mehem habehem, you're allowed to untie what you tied of this bundle in order to give to your animals to eat. And the Ramah says, v'yesh oimim delo shori lahatir rak bekesher shenu shel kayama. Some say you're only allowed to untie it if it's a kesher shenu shel kayama, which we also discussed earlier, the different types of knots, derisas, drabonons, and we'll have to see which type the Ramah is talking about, but it has to be a non-permanent knot that you're untied in order to give it to your animals. And the Shulchan Aruch continues, aval asa leshafshef bahem biyodayim b'dech she'oisim b'achle behema kadei shiyu neichim la'ochlam. What you cannot do is rub it between your fingers, as they do, when they prepare animal food to make it easy and comfortable and pleasant to eat. Because to turn something into food when it's not currently food, to make it into food, well, obviously not about cooking here, we're talking about making it edible in a way that doesn't involve malacha, is permitted. But something which is already edible for the animals, we're not allowed to put the effort in to make it even more edible. Since they can eat it without that, we're not going to trouble ourselves to prepare it to make it even more edible for the animals. That's the principle. So something that was not currently food, well, they need to eat, so you're allowed to turn it into food, even though it's a bit of difficulty and trouble and effort. But if it's already food, then to make it more pleasant and easier for them to eat, that we don't do. Okay, Mishnah Berurah is cotton yud base. V'yesh oimim. So the Ramah added this idea that when you're untying the bundle of straw for the animals, it has to be that the type of knot that's not it's not a kesher shel kayama. It's a kesher she'eino shel kayama, a non-permanent knot. So the Mishnah Berurah kosa b'teisur Shabbos became a sefer base meir to kula alma. When the Ramah says yesh oimim, it's actually, there's no one who's going to allow you to untie a kesher shel kayama for the animals. Everyone agrees to this. But because the Ramah only found this actually explicitly written in one place, because of yesh mishayimim, that's why he wrote it as a yesh oimim, like there's an opinion that says, but not because everyone disagrees with it, and it's like a das yochid, everyone agrees to this din, and therefore it definitely cannot be done. You definitely cannot untie a permanent knot to release the straw for the animals. However, Riki Vega quotes from the Ma'ari Kash that the Rambam disagrees with this din said by the Ramah, and therefore, meaning he would permit it. However, we cannot be lenient. It has to be, the type of knot that you're untying has to be a non-permanent knot in order to be able to release the straw for the animals. A permanent knot is definitely not allowed. The Das Rashi v'Aramach Kamkein Deyesh Koshe Umate Af Ba'Ochei Behema, because, and what is the whole, we haven't really touched on the sugi here, why is there a machlokes here? Everyone knows you cannot untie a permanent knot on Shabbos, so you can't tie a permanent knot. The reason is, and he's bringing out from Rashi and the Ramach, that according to these Rishonim, there is an Issa of Koshe Umate when it comes to animal food, because according to other Rishonim, which is what we're seeing from the Rambam, since it's animal food, there's no issa deraisa of kosher or matir. And that's why there wasn't a lenient opinion. However, we don't go this way. We go la locha, like Rashi, like the Ramach, that there is an issa of kosher matir, and therefore you can't untie the bundle if it's a if it was a permanent knot. As I already wrote in Be'alocha earlier in Shin Yudzayin that we discussed in Hilchos Kosher, Rav Chaya Adam Kosov de Gama Rambam Moide de Bekash V'Teven Yesh Kosher Mate. And interestingly, the Chaya Adam, although we saw different from Akiva Eger, but the Chaya Adam says that the Rambam does agree that there's an Issa of Kosher Mate when it comes to straw and hay. Sifkot Yud Gimel Lasoise Eichel. So we said in the Shulchan Aruch that something that is not food and you want to make it into food, not involving halacha, just involving tircha, that's permitted. But if it's already food and you just want to make, you want to make efforts to make it even more easier to eat, then we don't allow that. So yud gimel asoyfa, you can make something into food for animals, mishum tzara the behema. Otherwise, it's a suffering for the animal that it shouldn't have food to eat. And because of that suffering, so we're allowed to do tircha, to turn something into food for the sake of your animals. Okay, moving on to sif hei. Eitzim, shochanach. Eitzim shekotzasam min ha'ilan. Wood, branches that you cut from a tree. V'yesh ma'achlim, ma'achil noisam lebehema bo'idam lachim. And there are those who feed these branches to animals when they are still moist. Matirim, u'mefaspasin bohem la'achilam. So, you're allowed to rub them, loosen them up, whatever matirim, like, sounds like to loosen, and rub them, in order to be able to feed them to the animals. Because without that rubbing, they will not be edible for the animals. Okay, see, Mr. Brewer hasn't got much to say on this. So we're talking here, again, if you don't rub them, they're not edible. But how and therefore it falls into the regular din, we just described in the previous sif, of making something into food for an animal, which is permitted, again, to save the sa'ar of the animal. Sif vav in the Shulchan Aruch. Mechatchim deluim lifnei behema. Vehu shenit leshu me'esmo. You're allowed to cut pumpkins in front of an animal, so the animal can eat it. And that is though it was really detached and not connected to the ground really from before Shabbos. So the cutting is okay. So Mishnah Berurah Sifkon tes vav. Deluim. Pumpkins. V'dafka kashim kashim she'enam ru'im le'echo b'le'chituch. We're talking here specifically about when they are so hard that they can't be eaten without cutting them first. The animals won't be able to eat them. Aval kashim rakim, but if they're already soft, havi b'chlal mitrach ba'ochim ba'osad, and that's in the regular situation we just described in the Shulchan Aruch two sifim ago, that since it's already edible, because it's soft, so you're not allowed to do extra tircha to make it even more edible. And therefore, it's also if they're soft, and it's only permitted because it's so hard that they can't eat it the way it is now. And even hard pumpkin, you shouldn't cut into very small pieces. Why? For a different malacha. Mishum toichen, because of the malacha of toichen, of grinding. If you'd base, as we already described in Shin Chafalas not long ago, when we learned Yud base about chopping up vegetables, that you can't chop it finely because there'll be an issa of toichen. And we also wrote over there, the issa tchinel shachrak im dato la achilam la achazmam. The issa of teichen, as we discussed, there was a Ramah over there that says that the issa of teichen does not apply when it's for immediate use. So it's only for when it's later on. Aval masha dato la achil da haduluim v'hayorokis v'chia gavna lefnei ha-behema v'oifos v'pam echad. But if you're planning on, you're cutting it all up so that you can feed these pumpkins or vegetables, whatever it is, to an animal, to a bird, v'pam echad means you're feeding it all together. You're not going to do some now and some later, like later in the day, then there lo nechshav tchina. It's not considered to be toichen. It's not called grinding when it's for immediate use. Why? It's called eating. It's called derech achila. That's not derech of toichen. That was what we saw earlier. Now, it's interesting that we also saw earlier that the Beis Yosef was machmir not to rely on this idea of immediate use, grinding for immediate use is permitted. It was a Rashba, and there are more paskin that way, but the Beis Yosef was more machmir. Mishnah Berurah was more machmir. And over here, he's just saying it's mutter. But so, now it's an interesting point, but okay. But it has to be that the pumpkin was already detached from the ground from before Shabbos. The ilan nitlishu hayoyim, because if it got detached on Shabbos somehow and then it fell off or something, or some goy picked it or kid or whatever. Also, I feel letaltalam lekalaam mishum mukse. Everyone would agree that you're not allowed to even carry or move something that fell off a tree or became detached from the ground on Shabbos. Right, person oshrim. Right, you're not allowed to handle those, they are totally muksa. So if it must be, was it detached from the ground before Shabbos? Okay, my question about why the Mishnah Berurah is being makel over here is a good question. People ask this, Shaila, why for immediate use is the Mishnah Berurah being makel over here, but before he was machmir in Shin Chof Aleph, a good Shaila. Let's move on. Siv Zayin. Could be. Siv Zayin. Mechatchim nevela lefnei aklovim afilu nisnabla hayoim. Even if an animal died on Shabbos, you're allowed to cut it up and give it to your dogs. Ben shahaisa musukenes, ben shahaisa bria. Whether that animal that died on Shabbos was already on its way out, was already in danger of dying, so therefore your das is on it, maybe I'll use it for my animals, right? Or even if it's totally healthy, totally healthy, you know, cow walking around the field, drops dead, you'll have to chop it up and give it to your dogs. But we're talking here about a hard carcass. The animals, your animals won't be able to eat it without you first cutting it. Again, the same rule as before. But if it was already edible without cutting, then you're not allowed to do it. Again, for the third time we're seeing this. The mitrach b'meshu roi loitachina. The thing is already edible, you're not allowed to go to tircha to make it even more comfortable for the animals to eat. We spoke about, are you allowed to cut meat, raw meat, in front of the birds into small pieces? We're going to go over, we'll mention that again in the Mishnah Berurah. We learned this earlier a couple of weeks ago in Chinuch Aleph. Okay, says the Mishnah Berurah of Cotton, Yud Zayin. Again, the animal dropped dead on Shabbos. Even if it was healthy before Shabbos, you're still allowed to chop it up for the dogs. Ben Jai Sabriya. However, the Eliyahu is doubtful about whether you really are allowed to cut it up when it was a healthy animal before Shabbos. Because your mind was not on it at all, that maybe it's going to drop dead and you can give it to your animals. And if your das was not on it, so maybe it's muksa. But for that reason, therefore, it'll be, you're not allowed to move it, you're not allowed to carry it because it's muksa. That's so the Eliyahu was not so happy with the case of the healthy animal that dropped dead. Also, the gro is not so clear to him as well whether it would be permitted even if it was healthy. So it sounds like the Mishnah Berurah is trying to tell you to avoid, if the healthy animal dropped dead, you should not chop it up for your dogs. He did, but they're disagreeing. Yep. They're achoyim, we're going to disagree. Yep. Sifkan tezayin, chinit lejume esmol. No, sorry, wrong one. Yudches, hakasha. That's only if it's hard meat and your animals won't be able to eat it without you first cutting it. But afilu meinena kasha legamri, even if it's not really completely hard, they could eat it if they had to, like, under, if they were really pressured, they're nothing else to eat, they would force themselves to eat it. That's also called making it into food, and that would also be permitted. So we'd already said now the rule was if it's only permitted to cut it up when it's a hard carcass that they couldn't eat without. But if you have puppies and not large dogs, then even soft meat is hard for them to eat when it's sholem. You have to chop it into small pieces for these little puppies to be able to eat, and therefore for puppies you could even cut soft meat. Sifkon chof duck duck. So the Mishnah, the Rama said, look earlier in Chinuch Aleph that we discussed where it's permitted to cut raw meat into small pieces for your birds. But dafka kshechotech la'achil achazman. There, the problem is only if you're cutting it for later on. Meaning when you cut something in small pieces, it's a problem of grinding, but it's only if it's for later on. But if you're trying to feed them all, like throw it down for the animals, for your dogs, all at the same time, then again, that's the idea of teichen, that's permitted for immediate use, as we already mentioned earlier. And Sifres, yeah. Sifres is the last one for today. Ein choitchin chachas, peirush yorek shol tevua, sheniksa terem, shenisbashla tevua. You're not allowed to cut chachas, which apparently is some type of yorek shol tevua, I don't know exactly what you call that, some type of vegetable of which is, you cut it before it ripened, before the, I don't know exactly, what something that grows together with a seed, but you cut it before the seed was ripe. Thank you. It's the grass, Shibai. Okay. The grass. It says Yerek, but Yerek, okay. The grass that you cut before the grain that grows on that stalk has ripened. That's Ein Choytrin Chashachas. You can't cut that. The Cheruvim or Carobs, Lifnei Behema. Those you can't cut in front of animals. Ben Daka Ben Gasa, whether a small or large animal. Mishurim, Tevaloi Chituch Nami Chazil Achila, because even without cutting them, they are edible for the animals. Again, the same rule keeps coming up again and again. If it's edible, then there's no heter to cut it and do the tircha for your animal. Sifkon chof beis. Ein choitchen shachas. Afilu chatichos gedoilos, deleif bu mishum tuchina. So that, when we say cutting here, we're even talking about cutting large pieces, not chopping it finely, where large pieces, there's no problem of grinding, you're still not allowed to do it. Sifkon chof gimel, debeloi chituch, because without cutting, they are fitting to eat. They're suitable to eat. You don't need to cut them to have the animals eat them. It must be we're talking about the soft grass, or carobs, but hard carobs, which are not edible to animals without first cutting, mutter, that would be okay. Again, the same rule, because that's called making into food, and that's okay. But again, now we're back to our problem of teichen, and this is why we didn't discuss the answer to my question earlier. What was my question earlier? That why is the Mishnah pasking over here? You're allowed to grind things into small pieces or cut with a knife into small pieces for immediate use, when earlier in Shulchan Aruch he said you really shouldn't unless they're a bit bigger. So this is where the Mishnah actually explains all of it. Because there's one line over here. When we say you're allowed to cut it, that's only to cut it into pieces which are a bit bigger than, let's say, the way you cut them during the week. But to cut them into very fine pieces, that would be a problem, a shaila of teichen, if you're doing it for later on. Now, we're going around in circles here. Why do we go around in circles? Because for later on, again, we haven't got time to deal with this, but if you remember what we said in Shulchan Aruch, we said that for immediate use, the Ma'amar's Mekor and the Mishnah Berurah says like basically it should be a bit more machmir to cut bigger pieces than normal for immediate use. But for later on, you for sure can't cut it small. Right? And here he's saying, if you want to do it for later on, you should do a bit bigger pieces than normal. But for actual immediate use, you can have it straight away. You can cut it as small as you want. Right? So it seems to be they don't fit in with each other. And the Mefarshim of the Mishnah Berurah have to deal with that. We'll leave it over there. Adkan.